A local high school student has received the Governor's Thomas Edison Award for Excellence in Alternative Energy Research. WYSO's environmental reporter Chris Welter has this.
Ethan Elking is a senior at Miamisburg High School. For his science fair project this year, Ethan wanted to find out if small gas-powered engines, like the ones you find in lawnmowers or heavy-duty weed whackers, could use cleaner fuels than gasoline. So Ethan made a slight modification to a weed whacker and tested the performance of three different cleaner fuels compared to a weed whacker that used regular gas.
I used a treadmill motor as a generator and made a little structure out of the treadmill frame to attach a weed whacker to the generator motor and run the power from that to a space heater with a set resistance, just measure the amps and electrical power and calculate that with the resistance of the space heater, and you get the watts. That's the power of the weed whacker.
Ethan tested ethanol, propane, and denatured alcohol. He found that ethanol, or E85, had the best performance, even better than gasoline. And it emitted less greenhouse gases, too. And get this. Ethan says that with minor modifications, you can convert pretty much any small engine you have at home to run on ethanol instead of gasoline. For WYSO News and Report for America, I'm Chris Welter.